It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. Dark, light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming. God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, and good Wednesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. And we have a special broadcast today. We are praying for the sick. And so we have a man on the telephone who is going to be praying for the sick. He's had a lot of miracles, signs, wonders. He was healed from an incurable disease. Today is going to be an awesome day for those of you that need a miracle. You need healing. You're in pain. Maybe the doctors have given you up to die. We not only believe in miracles on BPN Radio, we depend on miracles. And so we're going to be praying for the sick today. And we're going to be praying for the people of Nepal, for the situation in Baltimore. But first of all, I would like to say that we have reached the 1,000 mark. We now have 1,006 churches who are represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network. That means at least that one or more people in all of these 1,006 churches are praying with us for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. It's taken us 20 years to get there. I started after leading prayer at the White House in 1995. I began to proclaim that we were going to gather, mobilize 1,000 churches to pray with us. And there were some men that I made that proclamation, and there were some that believed and some that did not believe. But we've reached it now, And we are so very thankful to have 1,000 churches represented, 1,006 churches represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network. We want to welcome some new churches: Spiritual Life Church, St. Cloud, Minnesota, Grand Assembly of God in Chickasha, Oklahoma, the AME Church in Pearland, Texas, Grace Fellowship Church, Grand Prairie, Texas, House of Hope, Waxahachie, Texas, La Jolla Christian Fellowship in San Diego, California, and Coena Southern Baptist Church in Tip City, Ohio, as well as the church in Peaster, Weatherford, Texas. We do have some new cities that are praying with us. St. Cloud, Minnesota, Pearland, Texas, Grand Prairie, Texas, Waxahachie, Texas, and Tip City, Ohio. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network. And if you'd like to know more about Breakout Prayer Network, you can go to letspraymerica.com, letspraymerica.com, or you can go to bpnradio.com. If you'd like to make a contribution to this network, you can do so by going to bpnradio.com, going down to the donate button, and there you can make your donation. I would like for you to pray about helping support this network as we call for 1 million people to pray, 1,000 churches and 1,000 cities, which we've reached. We're believing God for 1,000 cities and now for 1,000 prayer groups. So, Father, we just dedicate this hour to you in Jesus' name. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done here on this Wednesday broadcast on BPN Radio. And we just ask, Holy Spirit, that whatever you desire to do today, that you do it in Jesus' name. And, Father, we pray the will of God be done as people get prepared to be healed today, to be set free today. First of all, we pray for all the violence that's going on in Baltimore, Maryland. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Several years ago, I began to prophesy that I saw cities on fire, entire cities on fire in America. And this is not a racial thing. We try to say it's a racial war, that one race is being demeaned by another race. We know there is some of that going on. But the spirit of rebellion and lawlessness is now in America. We know that in Baltimore, sports activities have been shut down. Schools have been shut down. I begin to prophesy because of violence in schools that people would be homeschooling their children, or their children would be taught by video or online, that sports activities would be held by pay-per-view or by online because of the violence. I saw stadiums empty, arenas empty, people, the athletes playing, but because of the violence, the stadiums were empty. Ladies and gentlemen, we are facing critical days. We are in critical days in America because of the spirit of violence and the spirit of rebellion and the spirit of lawlessness. And we must pray for our law enforcement officers because they are now being targeted and their lives are being threatened because of the rebellion. What will happen to America when there's no policemen? There's going to be total anarchy, everybody for themselves. And there is a breakdown in lawlessness in our nation. So we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We pray for Baltimore, Maryland, Ferguson, Missouri, and other cities in this nation that are hotbeds for rebellion and lawlessness and what is happening. And I prophesied there would come a day. Years ago, I started prophesying this, that policemen would stand in the streets helpless to do anything because of the violence. They would just stand by and be an onlooker at what was happening. We have been seeing that in Baltimore. amazing. So, Father, we pray for the city of Baltimore. We pray for other cities that are hotbeds of violence and rebellion in Jesus' name. But we also pray for revival in the streets of America. Lord, you said the next revival is going to break out. The spiritual awakening that is coming to America would not start in the churches, but would start in the streets. And we believe for a revival in the streets of our nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And today I have a street preacher, a revivalist, that is on with me today. And we're going to be talking to him on the phone. He's going to be praying for the sick because he's a man that prays the prayer of faith. He's a revivalist, and I've been prophesying that God is going to raise up revivalists in this nation. What is a revivalist? It's a person who knows how to work with the Holy Ghost. You must understand that most of my broadcasts here are extemporaneous, and my guests are not planned long-term ahead. I simply feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit, direction of the Holy Spirit, to invite a certain type of minister or minister on the broadcast. And so today that's exactly what happened. Just felt in my spirit, need to have someone who would pray for the sick. And so we need to get our eyes upon Jesus right now and get ready for a miracle. Get ready to be healed in the name of Jesus. So here is Brian Ming, and he's just going to sing this song. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the eyes of his glory and grace. So here's Brian Ming.
And the thing.
Okay, it's good to have on the BPN radio today, on this Wednesday, a revivalist that I have known for a long time, since about 1990. That's about 25 years. And so I want to welcome on the broadcast today revivalist Roy Ivins. I know he calls himself an evangelist, and I believe that he is. But I've been prophesying now for several years that God is raising up out of obscurity revivalists, people that know how to work with the Holy Ghost. And so it's good to have Roy Ivins on today from Lubbock, Texas. And Roy is a revivalist who has an incredible gift of healing and working of miracles. And so we're going to be praying for the sick today. Roy, it's good to have you on the broadcast today on BPN Radio.
Pastor Dale, it's a great honor to be with you today. I'm looking forward to what God's going to do.
Absolutely. And you have a different type of ministry. Most of your ministry is not going into churches and leading revival services or preaching, but most of your ministry has been in the streets of cities and towns and communities, putting up your tent and preaching the gospel under tents, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. In 2002, I was dying with what they call hepatitis C. And with no money and no insurance, the Lord gave me a Bible teaching on Jesus the healer and Jesus the miracle worker. And he taught me how to get myself well. And then he said, I want to heal people in your meetings, so get with it.
And you've been experiencing some incredible healings. And I know that so many people are sick today. I know that the ministry and the gift of healing has not passed. I know it's still in operation, and we don't have to pray, if it be your will for me to be healed. We know that it's God's will for everybody sick to be healed. Is that correct?
That's correct, according to the Word of God, John 3:2. It is God's will. But I found out a little secret over the years, nothing new to healing evangelists or even believers. I found out that unforgiveness and rebellion is a big key. You know, Satan is a legalist. And rebellion and unforgiveness opens us up to get hit by the devil to put sickness and disease upon us.
Well, we know that God does not put sickness and disease, but we know that there are so many scriptures in the Word that that declares that we are healed. I know that my wife, Jean Gentry, was healed of cancer in 2004, and I know that you were healed with hepatitis. And share a little bit about your healing and how you got your healing, and then we're gonna pray for the sick here in a moment. I want everybody to stand by, particularly today, people that need a miracle. You know, I just know that I've known Roy Ivins for a long, long time. He's not a traditional ministry. He's actually what I would call a street minister or a tent minister. And I believe that God is raising up no names. And I'm not saying that Roy doesn't have a name, but his name is not in light somewhere. But I believe that God is raising up people like Roy Ivins to start revival in the streets of our nation, which will eventually spill over into the churches of our nation. So, Roy, tell us about your healing in 2001 and how you got your healing. Or 2001 or 2002, whichever one it is.
Yes, sir. I've always known for many years about Jesus Christ, the Savior. And I really believe in winning souls, but I had read about Jesus the healer. We've seen people healed at our church and Benny Hinn meetings and all kinds of stuff. But I didn't have Jesus Christ, the healer, in my heart. I knew about him in my head, and through the scriptures and by watching the movies, but I really didn't have a hold of Jesus Christ, the healer, in my heart. And so he took me on a journey. I can't say that I was thrilled about the hepatitis adventure, but God used that to wake me up and to be able to learn about Jesus, the healer, Jesus, the miracle worker. And one of the first things he revealed to me was Hebrews 13:8. And, you know, most all the people listening today know all these scriptures. But it's another thing by knowing them in your head and being able to quote them than it is like having these scriptures like a part of your body, like your arm. And so he taught me about Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I used to read that scripture and just run right through it. But then when I was searching for to live, you know, I hate to say it, but sometimes we have to get desperate. Desperate people do desperate things to want to live.
Yeah.
And so he started teaching me about search the scripture about Jesus, the healer. And so he taught me Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit, and he went about doing good, healing all. Well, if he's the same yesterday and today, and he heals them all, I could put my name in that scripture.
Yeah.
That Jesus went about doing good, healing. Hey, Roy Ivins. Right? And so, we know in Romans, where faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, you know, I just started feeding my faith and starving my doubts to death about Jesus the healer, because that's all I had. I didn't have no insurance, no money, so I knew that if I didn't somehow get God to heal me, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And so I really went to digging in the word about how to get God to heal me. I knew God could heal people. I'd seen the Lord heal people. But how do I get God to heal Roy? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a little bit what I'm going to talk about, is that one of the first things he taught me about was over in 2 Corinthians, where he said, no trial, no temptation will he allow to come into our life. I'm not saying God put that on me, but because of my rebellion, God was asking me to preach the gospel, dealt with me for years, Pastor Dale, and I refused to do that. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I was afraid,
mm-hmm.
failure, whatever, and I would not do that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think after a period of years, God gets tired of making these little deals with him. And so he allowed that hepatitis to attack my life, and it almost killed me. But Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So I went to repenting of my sin and getting myself back in line with God again. And so I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm so sorry for making a mess of my life and being rebellious. And if you would see fit to heal me, if you think there's something I can do for you, I'll do it. And I had said it before, but not on that level.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the most beautiful voice I'd ever heard in my life went all through my body, say, you're healed. And, you know, I didn't feel healed. I didn't look healed. And it took a year for me to get my strength back. But during that time, he gave me a Bible teaching. Jesus gave me a Bible teaching, uh-huh. about Jesus, the healer, and he's the same. And so, I took those scriptures and I started writing them on legal pads. Every healing, every miracle that I could find in the Bible, I would write those down on a legal pad and speak them every day. And then I found out there's more to it than just speaking those scriptures. He taught me to speak to that hepatitis.
Yeah.
Curse that hepatitis like Jesus cursed that fig tree in Mark 11:12.
Uh-huh.
And then Mark 11:22, he said, if you believe in your heart and you don't doubt it, you can have whatsoever you say.
Uh-huh.
And so I started saying, I've got a brand new liver. I put my hand on my liver according to Mark 16 chapter and call my liver healed. I say, I've got a brand new liver, and it's my liver. Hepatitis, you can't kill me. I curse you in Jesus' name. Die, Sid.
Yeah.
And I'd speak my blood, and I'd call my blood pure and clean. Well, that took about a year process, but I could feel myself getting stronger monthly. And so I knew that God had me on a journey of coming out of that deep pit. Whew, I feel the Holy Ghost. brought me out of that pit of despair and destruction. And Jesus, he is a healer, and he's alive. He, the same the same word of God that says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, is the same word of God that says that by the stripes of Jesus we were healed, and that believers shall, Mark 16 chapter, Jesus said, believers shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. You know, God backs up that word. The Holy Ghost performs God's spoken word. He performs that. He works with us. He said, I'll work with you. Go out and preach the gospel, lay hands upon the sick, and I will work with you and confirm that word with signs and wonders and miracles. And so these scriptures went to feed my faith, Pastor Dale, and I'm beginning to be highly encouraged. I started seeing that dark cloud begin to leave from my life as I started declaring. You know, I believe in laying hands upon the sick, but I've discovered speaking to your disease and speaking to that pain is the fastest way to recovery. Speak to it. And that's what I've been doing, is taking what he's taught me. Like in Philippians chapter 2, he taught me that the name, because of Jesus, was obedience to the death upon the cross. God also did something. Jesus did his part, and God did his part, and he gave Jesus the name which is above every name.
Yeah.
Boy, that was enlightening to me, that the name of Jesus is above the name of hepatitis. The name of Jesus is above cancer. I feel the Holy Ghost coming on somebody here today. The power of God, the name of Jesus is above blood disease, arthritis. I've seen the Lord heal all kinds of people. They brought a racehorse out to the tent one night, Pastor Dale. That racehorse did not have no faith. He didn't have no faith. Uh-huh. He was walking on three legs.
Uh-huh.
And brought him out there and laid hands on him in the name of Jesus and commanded healing right now in that horse's leg and put that leg down. And just a couple of weeks later, they ran him at a racetrack down there in South Texas somewhere. But the scripture is really true where Jesus said, the Word of God says, all things are possible with God.
That's right.
And nothing is impossible for God. Nothing's impossible. And, you know, it's good to go to church. I love to go to church, but I found out we need to get in that word and dig in that word. You get a hold of it. Don't be so lazy. Get in there and read that word, and the Lord are teaching us. He will show us. I said, Lord, what's my, in 2 Corinthians, he said, I will give you a way of escape. I said, Lord, what's my way of escape? And he just started teaching me the word. That's your way of escape. Declare the word, speak the word. Psalms 103, there's many promises in God's word of God promises to heal us. Psalms 103 said, I'm the Lord your God, Roy, who heals you of all of your disease. I'd read that scripture before, but it didn't mean much to me until I was dying. And when you're dying and you're hurting and you're in pain, it's amazing how the Lord will start talking to you.
Yeah.
Redeems your life from destruction.
Yeah.
Who renews your youth like an eagle. And, you know, I found out the other day, he's been reading Ephesians 3:20, that God will do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we could think or hope or even ask for. And so God was calling me to preach under tents. I couldn't believe that. I could not believe that God was calling me to, I just couldn't get a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was calling me to go get a tent and showed me the first place to put it way out there in the country, about 25 miles from a drink of water or a cup of coffee or a hamburger, riding big copperheads and wild turkey and deer. That's about it. And about 60-something years ago, there used to be a little country church sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody had burned it down. He said, I want you to start right here. I said, you got to be kidding. There's nobody out here. There was one little family, a man and wife, and had two kids. That was all that lived out there. And a little mail carrier would come around one time a day on that dirt road. And me and my nephew's out there putting up that tent. And they drove by and looked at us like, what in the world? Is he putting this tent up out here in the country? And the cows standing there at the fence watching us put it up. And now, all the time, I mean, the Lord healed me. Pastor Dale, I just couldn't believe that God would actually heal people when I would pray. I just couldn't get it. And so I was telling the Lord, all this time, now sometimes we want to tell the Lord, or I wanted to tell the Lord, thank you for healing me, but I'm telling you, there ain't nothing going to happen out there. There's nobody lives out there. But I'm going to go ahead and do it just because I believe you're talking to me, and I'm going to find out either you're calling me or I'm totally going crazy. And first night, about 35 country people showed up, and Pastor Dale, this man came, I was just up there sharing, kind of like I'm doing right now, about Jesus the healer and how he healed me of hepatitis C. And this guy come running under the tent, and he just comes right up front and kind of interrupts my talking, and he says, "I want to be healed." And he had a crooked back, he was leaning over way to the right, and he had this oxygen mask on, and he said, "Well, I want to be healed." And I thought, okay. But I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't really have this was my first little experience with this,
yeah,
in public, praying. I knew what Mark 16 chapter said, believers lay hands upon the sick, but my faith has built up. Jesus had built up my faith about the miracle working power of Jesus Christ, and it's available today, right now.
Yeah.
He brought it from the future to Jesus wants to heal you right now. And so I just put my hand out and said, "In Jesus' name, be healed." And wow, I wasn't expecting that. It was like the whole Spirit of God came down and knocked that man down in the dirt. We didn't have no carpet back in those days, right in the He gets up, and that crooked back was made straight, Pastor Dale.
Wow.
Pulls that mask off of his face and said, "I can breathe." And I thought, he can breathe.
Amazing.
And his back was straight, and I didn't know what to do, so I just kind of acted like this was a normal thing. I just acted like, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And I went from there to another place called Illinois Bend, population about 12. And people say, "Well, how long are you going to have?"
Are you talking about 12 in the town? 12 in the town?
This what?
Are you talking about 12 in the community?
Yes, sir. 12 people.
Okay.
Way out down on Red River, almost right on Red River. And there's nothing down there. Wasn't too much going on down there either, way out in the woods. And some of the people said after Corinth revival that helped me put the tent down there, they said, "Well, Roy, how long are you going to be there?" I said, "Oh, we'll probably be here about 3 days. I mean, there's only 12 people out here." So 3 days went by, and we started off with about 30, and each night we were running 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100, and wow. And we were there 4 weeks, Pastor Dale.
Amazing.
4 weeks.
Amazing.
God was healing people. There was two ex-Golden Glove boxers healed in that meeting. One of them had black mold disease, and one of them was nearly paralyzed. He couldn't hardly walk. And one night in the meeting, a lady, her mind was messed up, and while I was up there sharing, the Bible says the anointing breaks and destroys the yoke of the devil.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesus said in John 10:10, he revealed who's the author of all sickness and disease. It's that devil.
Yeah.
You know? And then Acts 1:8, for this purpose, I mean, not 1:8, but over in Acts, in John, I believe it's 3 John 1:8, something like that. Yeah. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of that devil.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of reading scriptures along that line and giving some testimonies. And about this time, this lady hollers out, "I got my mind back." Everybody turned around and looked at her because they knew her. And they said, "Well, she got her mind back." It just snapped back right there under that tent. And the
wow.
little cripple man on the front row, he said, "Well, I'm going to walk." And I thought, well, he said he's going to walk. So he pushed his walker aside, and he didn't walk off like me and you, but he went to scooting, you know, just moving, dragging his feet a little bit. And, you know, we just went on about our meeting, and that night he scooted around that tent several times. And, in just a few weeks, he was out riding his horse, roping calves again, and married his high school sweetheart. And I'm thinking, what in the world is going on? And Dave Miller come out there.
That's great.
That meeting, and he had black mold. He was an ex-Golden Glove boxer, and he had black mold disease, and he's in Dallas intensive care. And we had the tent up right down there where Dave Miller lived, and his wife was there, and he said, "Well, what's going on out at the farm?" And they had him under a tent and oxygen on him and everything. And she said, "Well, they say there's some preacher out there got a tent up, and people are getting healed." He said, "Out there at Illinois Bend, out there by where we live?" "Yeah." He said, "Lay there a little bit." And he said, "Throw me in my pants and get me out of here." And so she loaded him up and drove 2.5 hours from Dallas to Illinois Bend. And that night the meeting was going on, and we had a pretty good crowd there. And I saw this couple sitting, you know, way back away from the tent back there. And I was reading my scriptures and talking kind of like this. I heard the Holy Spirit say, "You see that man sitting out there in that lawn chair?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I want to heal him right now." I thought, right. And before I realized what I'd said, I hollered at that man, "Hey, out there in that lawn chair, come up here. God will heal you right now." And after I said that, I thought, what did you just say? now, redneck country, you know? And I thought, boy. So here he comes around the tent, and I thought, this man is really sick. What do you want me to do? Am I supposed to do anything or what? Pray anything or say anything, or are you just going to heal him? My head was going sideways, and so I was praying to myself as they're coming around the tent, and I was still quoting scriptures to people, and I remember the Holy Spirit brought it to my remembrance, break the power of the devil. I said, well, I know how to do that. And so he walked up to me, and I didn't say, hi, my name's Evangelist so-and-so. I just said, in Jesus' name, you foul devil, come out of it. And when I said that, the power of God knocks him down and knocks his wife down. And about 2 days later, he shows up out there at that little trailer, was hollering, hey, preacher, and you remember me? He said, look, I'm healed. And, you know, just a few months later, Dave Miller and Melody, they found themselves in India preaching, holding healing crusades, and people are getting saved and healed and delivered by the power of God.
Wow.
God, Lord, is awesome.
Wow.
And so, you know, I could just go on, and there's a little girl out here in Lubbock, been in a wheelchair for 7 years, physically, surgically cut the muscles in her leg, and she'd been in a wheelchair for 7 years, and her mother kept saying, I'm going to take her out to that tent, and when I do, the Lord's going to heal my daughter. And make a long story short, they brought her out there and laid hands on her name of Jesus, broke the power of the devil in Jesus' name, and commanded her mind and body to be healed. And she didn't get up and walk out of that wheelchair that day, Pastor Dale. But I found out sometimes I've seen a lot of people get healed instantly, and I've seen a lot of people get healed as they go, like a process.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens, I don't claim to know everything I'm talking about. Even though I've been in this like 10 years, I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
Within a week, her mother walked in the kitchen area, and there was her daughter standing up. And she said, you can't do that. You're not, you know, but make a long story short, the Lord gradually, and it's been several years now, she's never sat back down in that wheelchair.
Wow.
So I just know that God's word is true, and Jesus still heals people today. And the name of Jesus is above every name. Cancer has to submit to the name of Jesus. Hepatitis, blood disease has to submit to the name of Jesus. Blind eyes has to submit. That spirit of blindness has to submit to the name of Jesus. In one meeting here in Oakton, we saw two men that had a blind eye in each one of them, and the Lord opened those eyes. And I'm thinking, wow, Lord, you know, but I know that it's not about us. It's all about Jesus and just obeying his word, and he will do what he said he will do.
Wow.
I'm the sick.
Go ahead. I'm just amazed at these testimonies, and I know you, and I know that you're a man of integrity. I know you're a man of faith, and I know there's a lot of miracles that happen in your life, in your ministry, as well as a lot of people get delivered of demons and demonic strongholds in your ministry, because I've been in your meetings and know what God can do. And we're gonna pray for the sick. But you know, I just know that you are a testimony of how God can use people, because I know that you were not trained. You had no formal training for the ministry. You were a contractor. You were a bricklayer.
Yes, sir.
And you were a very successful businessman, and you were very busy at what you were doing, but the call of God came on you, and God healed you of hepatitis C. That's a deadly disease. And, that is a certain, a death. That's a death warrant on you unless God performs a miracle, because yes, there's no medical science remedy for hepatitis C. So I know that God has healed you, and he's a miracle working God. I know you're having a lot of miracles, and I'm so thankful that God is using men like yourself just to go out and put up tents and start holding meetings and preaching the gospel. And I know that's how it's happening in America. And so I don't believe that the days of healing are over. I don't believe that that miracles are in the past. I believe they are in the present. And, you know, a Christian told me a while back, I've never seen a miracle, But I'm telling you, God is a miracle-working God, and he needs to be around some faith ministers. And, you know, I think it would be wise if some pastors would just invite you to their city and just say, would you come and put up your tent in my area, in my place? We could have some tent meetings. I know you have you've got a beautiful tent, and so I know that you're fixing to put up your tent in Lubbock, Texas. But I want you to pray for the sick right now. Let's just pray for those who are sick, and I know God used you in the word of knowledge, and so there may be somebody that you just call out with the word of knowledge, and however the Holy Spirit wants to lead you and guide you and direct you here on BPN Radio, you just start praying, and I'll set myself in agreement with you.
Hello?
Yeah, you just set yourself and you just start praying, Roy. I'll set myself in agreement with you.
Well, I'd just like to say one more little scripture in Luke 4:18. This scripture came alive inside of me, and it's alive today, where Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Or he's anointed us, you know, to preach, to set the oppressed free, to open the blind eyes. Christians, if they're filled with the Holy Ghost, they are anointed. They're anointed. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, we thank you, Lord, today for this connection over the radio airwaves. And, Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory of what you're going to do today. And we call those people out of pain. I speak to that spirit of pain and torment. Oh, Jesus was anointed to set the oppressed free. I come against that oppressive spirit. I come against that spirit of hopelessness in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we break that spirit. I command you, come out of them and leave them now in Jesus' name. I speak to cancer. Cancer, you're just a name. You bow your knee to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and we command that spirit of death and cancer to come out of their bodies today, right now, in Jesus' name. I come against that spirit of stroke that has caused people to have strokes and in wheelchairs and numb. I command that spirit of stroke. You know, I just hate the devil. In the name of Jesus, you come out of them and loose their bodies in Jesus' name. Arthritis. You bow your knee to the name of Jesus Christ, and I command you, come out of those joints. Come out of those knees right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to blood disease out there, incurable blood disease. Yeah. There is a cure, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the Son of a living God. Yes. And in the name of Jesus, I curse blood disease. I curse it to the root, and I speak to your blood, and I call it normal in Jesus' name. I speak to those that are suffering with hepatitis C today. You foul demon of hell, you spirit of death, in Jesus' name, come out of them in Jesus' name. And I speak to their livers. And I command those livers to start functioning normal. Yeah. I command a blood transfusion. Power of God, now, Lord, do it right now.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' livers, be normal. Blood disease, be clean and pure in Jesus' name for the glory of God. Father, I thank you for the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There's no limit. The power of the Holy Spirit hovering over and in and destroying the work of the devil off of God's people today. And Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. And we just thank you for that right now in Jesus' name. We declare that you are, Psalms 103, you are the Lord their God, who heals them of all of their diseases, who redeems their life from destruction, who renews their youth like an eagle. Lord, we thank you today for touching and healing your people all across America, or wherever this sound, wherever the word of God is being heard today. We thank you. We give you all the praise. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. For by his stripes you were healed. You are healed. Arise. Make up your bed. Do what you can. Get those legs to walking. Make a move. Move towards God, and he'll move in you. Get up in the name of Jesus. Get moving. Open the windows. Praise God. Go outside. David said, I would have lost heart unless I would have believed I would see the Lord in the land of the living. So, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing. In Jesus' name.
I set myself in agreement with you, Roy Ivins, that people are being healed at this very moment, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. So we just believe that people have heard it. You know, I believe that you can hear it, then you can see it, and then you begin to make that declaration, and then you begin to do something. And so I know it's very, very important that that people do something. You know, that young lady got up out of the wheelchair and stood there. She did something. And I believe that faith without works is dead, being alone. So we just believe for people to be healed at this very moment, and that people are being instantly healed, set free. And there are those who are in the process today of being healed. And I believe that you have the gift of healing, Roy. And I believe that your faith is making people, well. The man that had the four friends, you know, he didn't have any faith. But the Bible said that when Jesus saw their faith, when he saw their friends' faith, so somebody brought the racehorse. The racehorse didn't have any faith, but whoever brought the racehorse, they believed that that God could heal the racehorse. And I know that my dad, when we didn't have the money to take our animals to a vet, and so when my our dog would get sick or a cat would get sick, then my dad would simply lay hands on the animal and pray. The animal didn't have any faith, but my dad had faith. He just took that anointing oil and began to pray. It's amazing what God can do just by our faith. And I'm thankful today that people are being healed, and I'm thankful that you are still praying for the sick, and miracles are still happening now. How long have you been? How long have you been praying for the sick and ministering under these tents?
Since I've diagnosed in 2012, 2002, 2003, I cried out to the Lord. In 2004, June of 2004, I set the tent up for the first time. Miracles broke out. It rained 8 inches of rain in a drought area. That's another thing I've experienced. You prophesied years ago and said, Roy, everywhere God tells you to go put that tent, life would spring up in the dry places. Uh-huh. And I can please stand here before God right now and say, I believe in about 98% of everywhere God tells me to put that tent, the rain begins to come. Sometimes it's a drizzle, and that's kind of how the meeting is. Sometimes it's lightning and thunder, and the winds are blowing, the tent about blows away. I said, y'all get ready. God is going to do some stuff here. That's ever since 2004. And I see people, I've gotten the confidence now, not in myself, but in confidence that if I will pray, if God will get us to pray for somebody, you got to give God something to work with. And I look for people in Walmart, gas stations, Furs. I've seen people healed at Furs getting my food. The little lady behind the counter get healed right there while she's dipping those mashed potatoes out. Just the power of God. Just speak the word. You know, that's what that centurion told Jesus. He said, hey, I'm a man under authority, and I know you're a man under authority. And if you'll just speak that word, I know my soul will be made whole. And God is looking for somebody that will speak that word of deliverance, that word of faith. And release that word.
Yeah, I believe that. If you do have a prayer line, if people want to call the prayer line, what is that number? If
that
people want to call the prayer line,
817-999-7948. That number again is 817-999-7948.
Okay, we're gonna. I know some people are running to get that. Number. So, why don't we just give it one more time?
Yes, sir. Area code 817-999-7948. And if you'll call that number, I'll be glad to pray for you, and we'll take your name down. We have a little small prayer group out here in Lubbock, Texas. We'll be glad to take your name down and the situation and let before them, and we'll continue to pray and speak the word of deliverance over them in Jesus' name.
Okay. And there may be some pastor that would like for you at some point in time to come and put up a tent and their community, in their country, their city. And I know that you pray about anywhere you're supposed to go. And so I guess a pastor could just call that number, 817-999-7948, and call your prayer line. Well, God is a miracle-working God, and I know that God is using revivalists just like yourself just to obey God wherever the Holy Spirit leads. And Roy, thank you so very, very much for being on the broadcast today. Revivalist, evangelist Roy Ivins from Lubbock, Texas. And just keep doing the will of God because God has a good plan.
Pastor Dale, I say it like this. To me, every day above ground is an awesome day. And I just thank God for the opportunity that to be alive and to that desire that he's put inside of me to want to be used by him. And, it, you know, God don't want to just use Roy Ivins, but he wants to use, this is what I minister a lot, God wants his people to be laying hands upon the sick and expecting the Lord to heal them and raise them up. That's exciting. We've had young people come out to the tent meetings, and I'd be praying for the sick, and then the Lord would say, call that girl up here or call that young, and watch. There was one over in Oakland. I don't even think she was 8 years old. Laid hands on this young kid that had a messed up ankle. And everybody, we got it on camera, and everybody watched the Lord touch that. I mean, God will use anybody. It's not so much, are you qualified? Are you available?
There you go. There you go. I believe that, Roy. You're a blessing. I just speak a blessing over your life and your ministry. And I just recommend anyone that would like to have a meeting in some location to invite Roy Ivins, having to bring his tent. God bless you, Roy. I sure love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Love you, Pastor Gil. Thank you for the opportunity. Okay. Have a blessed day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Can you just close your eyes and raise your hands towards heaven right now? God, we ask for your healing waters to flow in this place tonight. God, would you open up the windows of heaven and would you flood our hearts with your healing power? Oh God, we ask for you tonight. God, would you heal the brokenhearted? God, would you restore the broken things? Only you, God, only you. Only you, God, we turn our eyes towards you. Oh, God, send your healing waters in this place. Can you ask him tonight? Send your rain, God. Would you just flood this place tonight? Oh, God, would you heal, God, the brokenhearted tonight? In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Father, I just declare in Jesus' name that people are being healed right now here today on BPN Radio and this Wednesday. In Jesus' name. Would you declare it decree that you are healed today? Well, I'm just thankful that Jesus is still our healer. I'm so thankful to have you listening on BPN Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time here on BPN Radio. You have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.